Blog Talk Radio.
No introduction necessary. You know who it is. Straight Lopes in the building, and we're handling beers. Bruce, be the boss. In the sky, be the kid. Goofy Bone is the gangster, and we're taking all risks. We in it to win it, and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go. That's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
This was a little song, bitch. Ain't a damn thing changed. If you open up your eyes, everything's still the same. All the politics are mad, cause the rappers got the fame. Fuck George Bush, he's still the one to blame. For the fucked up economy and recession, the whole world is fucked, living in depression. I'ma keep my head high, never bow to defeat. I'ma keep on pushing till I kill every beat. Cause life's too precious just to give it all away. Like Barack Obama said, it's time for a change. So get yourself together, man. Broadcast like the weather, man. I'm a greedy motherfucker, I want 50 million fans. I don't know what you expect from life, but I do. Straight locusts in the sky, Goofy Bone and Bruce. We some hustling motherfuckers pushing through. Like a trucker, everyone who dodges and ducks, all I gotta say is
no introduction necessary, you know who it is. Straight locusts in the building, and we're handling beers. Bruce, be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bone is the gangster, and we're taking all risks. We in it to win it, and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm grinding hard for my money, no, I can never be beat. I'm like a star in the day, cause I can't be seen. Straight Lope Records will never bow to defeat. I can't imagine my life without my ice and money. You can take it all from me, but I'll get it right back. Cause I'm a hustler plus a go-getter, and that's a fact. We're always blown off the purple, yeah, it keeps us on track. My honey's come real fast, and it's all without that. You other people are hurting, while I'm still out here spending. The news say it's a recession, but I can't tell. I don't need no success, I can never fail. I don't get my hands dirty, so I'll never see a fail. God has blessed me and gave me the crown. Now he put me here in front of this crowd, and they all love the sound of my voice. I'm always voted number one by the fans' choice.
No introduction necessary, you know who it is. Straight Lopes in the building, and we're handling beers. Bruce be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bone is the gangster, and we're taking no risks. We in it to win it, and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm kicking down dough like if I were juggernaut. I'm big and red, and my heart will never stop for the money. Cash, I need them greens. When you're falling out of control, you know what I mean. All the hoods love us because we're number one. Taking over the world, and we didn't need a gun. This shit is fun. Riding saying fuck the police. Bruce in the sky and Goofy Bone, we never see defeat. It's so sweet, pimping several hoes. Taking all the money so I can wear my Louis Vuitton clothes. I know I'm a pimp, but I'm a fucking gangster. Try to rush up on me, boy, I'm gonna have to shank ya. And that's how we run it in the city of Shark Tank. It's like Scarface taking double to the bank. That's how we living, strapped to the fucking deal. And if you don't like me, tell me how the shotgun feels.
Fuck that, I was finna start that shit off. Fuck that, I'm back live, man. I'm back on my shizzy. Oh, shizzy. I guess y'all read, man. Uh-oh, he's back. It's fucking Friday. Matter of fact, hold on. I gotta go ahead and play that G-Money Green. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, he's back. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, he's back. Hell yeah. That's all they can say. Shouts out to motherfucking 186 Point Deuce on your BTR dial. Smells so good in the building. Diots. Oh, let's go. That sound fucked up, though. Turn your goddamn speaker down, man.
For me?
I don't know who the hell got this shit up loud.
I don't got nothing out loud.
Steady, turn your shit down.
Goofy.
Hey, Steady J, is that you, brother?
Yes, sir.
That's my homeboy, Steady J.
Let's find out who it is. Let's find out who it is. All right.
Motherfucker, I'm playing video games right now. I'm fucking stoned and having a good old time.
Okay.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Let's see who Echo.
Hello?
Exactly. Why the hell am I hearing Echo?
Is it me?
Must be you. You the only one on the line.
Shit, I don't know.
Well,
I'm
now
sorry.
I'm putting Seti in and mute yours. All right, what's up, Seti?
Not much, man. Just came from Walmart.
Yeah, that's his ass. All that goddamn echo on his shit. Sound like we in the goddamn New Orleans tunnel and shit. What the hell's going on? My bad. Please express your story, sir.
Yes, I just came from the good old Walmart. Oh, there is me.
No, that's goddamn.
What
I just
the fuck?
Put Goofy Bone back in. Man, I don't know what the hell this shit doing. Shit acting up, man. Go ahead, man. I'm let you run your story first, because his shit acting up.
Oh, no, I just came from Walmart, you know, doing the weekly grocery run. As usual. Man, I don't understand this. Why is it you know how they got self-checkout lanes in there now. Why is it always a person who got 50 items and go slow as hell so always get in front of you? I'm like, what the hell? I said, can you? And it's like this person was scanning like at snail pace. I wanted to reach over and grab them things and say, give me no fucking things. I got this.
Yeah,
and then what made it worse, all that time and she fucking called him and the damn car. I'm like, oh, hell no.
That's crazy.
So,
damn, I don't like going to Walmart. I go late night because there ain't nobody in that business. But daytime.
I know. That's why I went there late night too. And that's why I thought I go to late night. You know, I wanted to deal with that foolishness. Man, it was still the same old bullshit. It was that slow ass. I don't know. I was like, where the fuck is she taking so damn long for? She left her a damn car. The car is like.
Well, they only they
you're fucking
let
up
you,
now.
They only let you. They closed. Man, we got 20 self-checkout lines, and all them bitches be closed at nighttime.
Oh, yeah, they close them hoes at 11. When 11 o'clock hit, there is no move. That's why I was glad I got to that hoe in time.
Even the daytime, man, Walmart, I don't know what the fuck they be doing. They treat the damn employees like shit, making all the damn money, raping the neighborhood and shit. Ain't gave a motherfucking thing back to no damn. When the last time you seen something sponsored by Walmart? Something positive for the kids?
It'd be like very minimal, is it? They're not always there. Let's put it this: they're never for the money they make. I've never seen them make a big name. Like I had the main sponsor of the thing. Why are they never the main sponsor?
Here we go in this echo.
Is it
Goofy
me?
Man.
Yeah,
hold on.
Damn it, it's you.
All right, is this better?
Damn, I told you
is
my
this better?
Man, I told you that
30 I thought we was getting ready to play a football game. Dun, 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 dun. The high coach, Ready, Booty, Booty, introducing.
You know what I'm saying? Super Echo. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, sorry,
yo,
I'm playing video games, y'all. I'm trying to beat this level.
I thought
what you playing?
We was in a video game, shit. I thought we were in the video game. Hey, what?
Man, oh, hell.
Well, I'm back, man.
Man,
you know what I'm
I left and I came in here, man, and I saw this Milli Vanilli on this job. Like, what in the world?
I'm a beast. Check it out. You got to go to when you're on your options, like when you're setting your show, that's what that Amazon shit be all about.
I never knew.
So when you type somebody's name, like if you check Mother Shows, I got MC Light always up there. What you do is you type somebody's name in that you're looking for,
and then click on search, and it's going to drop down another menu, and it's going to be like type in keywords. So all you do is type in like Millie Vanilli.
Oh, it's kind of like how that thing is on MySpace when you do the blogs and stuff. Okay.
No, this is how you get paid. That's your opt for revenue crap. That's how you get paid if you opt in for revenue.
Yeah, I was getting ready to get into that. I was about to opt in the other day.
Yeah, that's one of the things. But man, me and Goofy, we read about that shit, man. They I don't know. It ain't don't seem to be all what it's cracked up to be. It's a lot into it.
Yeah, don't think you're gonna make millions, I'll tell you that damn sure.
Oh, I don't think that.
But to get any change off of shit that I'm doing for free, I would, yeah. Let me get there.
Oh, man. I was tripping out some of the sponsors from earlier. Summer's Eve Deuce.
Yeah. What's wrong with Summer's Eve Deuce?
Man, I was like, what in the hell, man? All these Studebaker on there talking down and shit and everything. You're like, damn, Studer.
What? Oh, I missed that show. That, yeah, man. I was working my ass off today, man.
And we, well, who was? Oh, we had Kool-Aid was a sponsor.
We had
Kool-Aid. and Welch's fruit snacks.
Welch's fruit snacks. Those are our sponsors for the day.
Oh. The best one was last night, the honeycomb. I was in Walmart.
I gotta tell you that for damn show.
I got to go and download the episode, man.
That episode.
I know, man.
We should start
like a roast Thursday. Like Thursday night roast, man. Just start roasting somebody.
Alright, man, but these old punk ass sisters on here, man, they can't take that shit.
I know, and my thing is this, if it's a thing that says mature, you know, you can say it to mature or whatever, if you can say it to mature, why are they complaining about you cussing? I'm not understanding that one.
I'm adult only, so I don't give a shit no more. You bet you better not send another motherfucking email. Talking about my shit too explicit, my shit too that. I don't need all that old bullshit, man. All
right, boo.
They was hating. They found out, man. He's getting to read that Willie Lynch letter, man. They started getting serious.
You,
oh no!
Oh, this motherfucker. He finna damn tell the station. Oh shit! Give a damn. That shit popping back off tomorrow. Tomorrow is Willie Lynch motherfucking Saturdays. And old dumbass bitch that was in the room talking something. No, what the hell she said? All there you go with that Willie Lynch shit again. You dumbass bitch. I was like, do you even know who Willie Lynch is? No. What the fuck? How the fuck are you going to critique something or criticize somebody when you don't even know what the fuck you talking about? That shows you just how uneducated people really are, though. They'll hate on something they have no idea anything about. But
I know.
Fucking
I found some stupid shit. A swine flu joke about Obama, man. This shit said... what did it say? He said there wouldn't be a black president until pigs can fly. Ain't talking about 100 years later, we got 100 days later, damn swine flu. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Crackers been eating, like I told my mama, man, crackers been eating swine, raw swine, for hundreds of years. So how the hell y'all ain't get no flu way the fuck back then? Go to Europe. Go to Europe right now. The motherfuckers eat down there raw fucking swine, man.
And that's why they got so much of that shit over there. They got a whole... You heard about it. They got shit. They got that shit over there, too.
Yeah, they got it over there. I mean, it ain't no way you telling me from a bitch cutting their fucking hand. Talking about they cut his hand. That's how the bitch got it. And they didn't wash their hands before they served some food. All these nasty motherfuckers in Pizza Hut, Burger King, all these bitches be digging in their ass, nose, and all of the other kind of shit, and then play with your food.
Oh, especially
and
then the Domino pizza shit.
I'm just, that's the
nasty
prime example, though. Did you hear any Domino flu coming from that shit? Did you hear a fast food flu? We got the fast food flu breakout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they won't do that because, you know, there ain't no business to stop eating all that garbage ass food we shouldn't be eating any damn way. Yeah, I'm going to come out. I'm going to have to start that room. It's a fast food flu. Stupid motherfucker. Man, please, swine flu. It's a little 4-year-old from Mexico. She just died. We tried to fly her to Texas. How the fuck you flew all the way to Texas to goddamn cure fucking flu? That's an epidemic supposedly in Mexico. Y'all doctors ain't treating shit up there? Hell no, that's just a motherfucking lie, man. That's all it is. It's proper fucking gander, man. They propping the nigga up. I'm trying to, man, hold up. I ain't finna get started on that bullshit, though. Then they gonna have a goddamn Obama. The only thing I'm saying about the president, he's a representative of a body of people. You know what I'm saying? 400 people can't stand on a motherfucking pedestal and talk to people. So they got to elect one motherfucker to be the voice of all of us. You feel me? So that's what he is. He's the voice of your Senate. He's the voice of your Congress. And he's the voice of your House of Representatives. He's the voice of your body of government that runs this motherfucking country. So when you get your motherfucking ass up on the damn TV and going to talk about Americans, if you feeling sick, don't take your stupid ass to work. What kind of dumb shit is that?
The truth, man.
That was on work today. I mean, that was on the news today. Come on, there ain't no truth, man. What you mean? I'm feeling sick. Oh, I got a sniff. Uh-oh. Obama told me not to go to work today. Uh-oh. I think I got chills. Uh-oh. I think I ain't going to pay my bills today. Obama told me not to pay my bills.
Hey, I ain't liking this shit, because it's like they trying to make him, it's like, it's almost like there's somebody trying to set us up, man.
Man, they, bruh. Like Park said.
You better watch it, man.
Like Park said. They waiting, man. It ain't heaven sent. They ain't ready to see a black president, but the bitch is here. Yes, we can, goddammit. Fuck it. I need to play that, too, with my damn song. I got to find that Park song. I got that loaded up. I just burnt up some All Eyes on Me today. I need to find Park. Don't worry, y'all. I have some Park coming up.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Goofy Bone in the house.
Yeah, hey, where's Lola at? Lola was in the chat room the last time I was in there. Oh, she here. It say listener, she here. I don't know. This shit be going slow, too, so. Alright, well, fuck it then. Yeah, man, I just want to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Nigga been off this Blog Talk shit, man. One, you know what I'm saying? Because Blog Talk talking about, I done did too many shows per month for the month of April. I said, how the fuck, man? I've been doing 2 shows every day since February 25th.
Mm.
You feel me? I'm over 40, 50 shows.
And, hey, man, dog. Man, because, hey, man, you telling the truth. First of all, you telling the truth.
And
second
I got
of all,
people that's coming through each and every time, dog. I know they hate
that's
that.
Why, that's what it is, too, man.
This, at 12 o'clock in the
they
afternoon.
Want the features show, you know, from the show, like the political stuff to get the
Man, fuck a feature. One of my shows was featured. I had one of my shows featured. You know what I'm saying? When I had Mr. Bullwinkle along here, the comedian. That shit was featured. One of my shows was featured. Keep running that shit back then. Don't worry about my damn rest of my show. I gave y'all one to goddamn go on. Shit. Fuck along, man. It's all good. Wait for Fat B, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go save her as a friend and shit. Just to bring her big toilet paper gown wearing ass too, you know what I'm saying? So I get my rocks what? Off. Get my rocks off and shit. Yeah, no. It's going down. What the hell is it?
No, I fucking did not, Goofy. Fucking dumb shit.
Oh my god,
you fucking stupid ass. Piece of shit, fucking Mexican. Dumb motherfucker, you.
Well, now
I got
dog eat the blunt.
Fucking over, man. You gotta be shitting me.
Thought he let the dog eat the blunt and shit.
Fuck, man. Sorry, everybody. I'm playing video games. I'm on a mission. I'm a fighter pilot right now.
I gotta extend the show. My bad. I told y'all I was gonna do a 2-hour show.
Is it 2 hours or 1 hour?
No, I gotta extend it real quick. Extend this motherfucker. Yeah,
Are you guys okay with the 186 point deuce the what you call it, the description.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, as a friend. So now it's two. It's a Goofy Bones cool. show, and then you got the 186 Point Deuce.
Yeah, well, Goofy Bones gonna be like the bone hour.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means we got 2, 4, 6, 8 motherfucking hours to run the shit out of Blog Talk.
Hey. But it's free, right?
Thank you. I mean,
dude, if you had Tuesdays, you got nothing.
Damn. Yeah, we gotta get. Damn, boy. I'm on every day, so it don't matter to me. Whenever the fuck y'all want to do a BTR marathon around this bitch, goddamn running. Link shoulder, 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 shoulder. Take up 10 hours around this bitch.
Well, 24 hours.
Hey, and had a service going crazy around this bitch. Goddamn. Like, what the fuck is going on with the servers? Shit, trying to blow these bitches up. Damn right. Fuck y'all. Okay, yeah, episode's been changed. Let me make sure. Should I have 1:30. Yeah, there we go. 1:30 left. All right. Hey, Seti, man, you might want to switch your phone up again. That one cutting out real bad.
Who, me?
No, Seti. Oh, he done hung up. He hung up to switch out.
It's just Skype that fucks him up.
All right, well, since I've been kind of cold turkey for a couple of days, man, I need to go ahead and at least go ahead and hear a couple of high songs and get me highly in the mood since I ain't got shit to smoke. So the next 3 songs are dedicated to that. Sit back, roll up something. Hope y'all got something. If not, fuck it. You already know what to do, huh?
Do you want to get high?
Goofy Bone.
Oh,
I didn't hear you, my brother.
I want to get high, brother. I want to get high, brother.
hits from the bomb. Hits from the bomb. Hits from the bomb.
What's up? You trying to say something, Goof? I see your hand raised and shit.
You see my wrist?
Before I get to the Sticky Green track.
Oh, no. I'm chilling.
Oh, the shit just got your hand up. Well, press one, goddammit.
Who, me?
Yeah. It showed us you what? Got your hand up.
Who got my hand up?
Well, you know this old... Well, fuck it, then. I know you ain't got your hand up for fuck it.
Man, I'm playing video games. I ain't got time to put my hand up.
All right, mother flipper.
Oh, shit.
Like shit. Yeah. Here we go.
Mic check. Bucktown DJ, house hit, city boy. We all in your motherfucking face. We ain't do it.
Tell me how it feel. Getting red blood, I ain't never parted. Never parted. Still get it pop. Pace, just ice pop. She seen all the color and her draw start dropping. I'm a pimp, I'm a pimp, I'm a freak. I'm a it didn't take much for her to get deep.
I'm in, she out here.
Call me Gemini, now she stuck on the couch.
Tell me how you want it, I tell me where you want it. The way that ass move, girl, you got a nigga's on it. Bad that ass up, cause the nigga really on it. My swag so mean, man, the main girl on it. Girl, on the crowd like a swagger through the jungle. Gotta find my rhythm. Cause my girl just dug me. A bite to the song. Rup where you from? Hey, baby boy, get blocked and swerve. We gon'
She been poppin' all the way to the bird. I met a nice girl and she from Polk County. Her ass so soft, man, I call the bitch down. Where the day city, where they all the way to I love with the city, cause the whole state fly. 813 pussy, nigga, I'm city. Rep my town, motherfucker, get with it. This took city, give a fuck about the gritty. Puck Sanchez on the mount, y'all beat it. Ask my dog Deuce, cause the nigga really lit. Everybody told me to go and remix it. I told her to dance, I just fuck how she did it.
Dance, bitch, dance how you fuck. Yeah. I'm poking through my pants, I make you catch a nut. They in the crowd and I'm in the cut. Yeah. Fucked around the car, dust flesh, she say, what? Nothing, baby, run it, baby, dance like you fucking, baby.
Do it, baby, fucking, baby.
We could probably have a baby. Mama say she got a man, but it's all gravy. We could fuck, you could take me to the mall later. Love how you gyrate, love how you butt bounce, bounce. But if you really about it, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, wanna roll with a roller? She walked right over, over, and I told her.
Dance how you fuck how you dance, dance, dance. Dance how you fuck how you dance, dance how you fuck how you dance, dance, dance how you fuck how you dance.
Ooh girl, 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 ooh girl,
ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl, ooh girl. In the right situation, I ain't about that either. She's a dime or a nine, I'll pay for the diva. Really though, you know I ain't fucking with teasers. I want a pussy so hot, that's hotter than ether. And a thick girl can be a pleaser. If she black and white, or can buy like zebra, I pay for the pussy and make it jiggle. Then bite that ass up and make it wiggle. If I tip a little more, can you make it wing? Now drop it down low, I pass the dame.
How you fuck how you dance, 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 how you fuck how you dance, dance, how you fuck how you dance, 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 how you fuck how you dance.
Ooh girl, 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 ooh girl.
Got that boot, 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 in the outfit, so exclusive, let her get drunk, let her get zooted, run and tell that, that we smoking on that ooh, where all I'm at. And you fuck me like you dancing. She was like, duh, nigga, why you asking? Told her, let's roll. She said, hold on, let me finish my drink, plus this my song. I was like, word, girl, I'm on this song. She said, stop lying, nigga, which part? The part at night when I tell you, put your hands in the sky and snap, look back like do your dance. She say her name Phoebe, then she break her friend. I don't give a fuck long as they fuck like they dance. Dance like you fuck, girl, that's what's up.
Ooh girl, 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 yeah.
One time, that's my nigga, Pimp City, a.k.a. City, you know what I'm saying, that Dance How You Fuck remix, you know what I'm saying, down here, just a little something we working on, you know what I'm saying, got a couple, got two more cuts, you know what I'm saying, dedication to my dog Tampa Tony, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Tampa Tony, hood legendary nigga that got busted with 24 keys down in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, his ass ain't out though, you know that, yeah. So, he up there doing fed time, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of his natural. But fuck it, man, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do, man. If you can't do the motherfucking time, goddammit, don't do the motherfucking crime. That's all I got to say. Bitch was laughing at me today in the motherfucking flea market and shit, because I'm clowning. Because one of my homeboys came through looking like ODB and shit, hair all fucked up, looking like a baby Don King. I gave the nigga some love. Said, what's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen the nigga in a minute. He said, yeah, man, you know, I just got out. I was like, well, damn, ain't that a coincidence, nigga? I just got out, too. The bitch like said, the bitch looking at us like, well, damn, y'all just so nonchalant about it and shit. Like, it's just cool to go to jail. I'm like, well, shit, bitch, I was sitting in Central Booking asking this little white girl sitting in there. She 25-year-old, got her first DUI. I was asking, I was like, well, damn, my bad. I thought everybody went to jail by the time they was over 25. That's like mandatory down here. If your ass reach at least 25, you going to jail after that. You going to do something down this motherfucker stupid or just something. And everything down here is stupid. Ride with a motherfucking no bike light on your bicycle. Your ass might end up going to jail. So shit get real crazy down here, but you know, it's all hood. Setty Jizzle is in the building. We got San Jose's finest 408, 186-point deuce, goofy, biz on, straight low records. Shout out Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area, and all y'all peoples up there. But middle finger if y'all ain't hit goddamn Bush with a fucking egg yet. You motherfuckers ain't hit his ass with a rotten egg yet. You motherfuckers are slipping on your pimping. You're slipping on your pimping.
Man, I know, man. I was like, they got guarded so fucking much. It's ridiculous.
What?
They had to guard it. Like most in the neighborhood, where he's saying, like, he's saying, I'm over here.
Jay.
And so this
stop, Jay. Listen, brother. I'm trying to enjoy your conversation, man. Your shit sound like you came out of a Chinese restaurant, because that bitch is chopped up.
I'm a comment on my other phone.
Now, like, why are you? What phone this be? Your cell phone?
This is my what's it called it?
Oh, you said it's a Skype phone. Yeah, where you click to talk. Yeah, that damn shit be. What, you got high speed connection or you got Wi-Fi?
Shit, I got fucking Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, that Wi-Fi is a bitch, boy. That shit it refreshes
I know one day it's like crunky, then the next day it's fucking up and shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that Wi-Fi too much. I mean, it's
fuck
free.
Fuck y'all, man. Fuck y'all.
It's free. I fuck with it because it's free. Up. You know what I'm saying? But that Wi-Fi shit ain't what it's all cracked up to be, man. Sometimes it's like this goddamn Boost Mobile. You want to kick it in his motherfucking ass. I love Boost for the chirp. I love it for the chirp feature. But shit, if Metro fucking took that chirp, I might have to go back with Metro because I would say they service was, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you could at least talk and burn the phone out. You just couldn't talk the way you wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no calling to Cali. I couldn't even call to Hawaii, and I was in the goddamn United States. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good. Oh, shit. Somebody late night. Man, do y'all know it's 1:18 in the morning? It is 1:18 in the morning, man.
No, you fucking pee, you piece of shit. Oh my God.
Okay, hold on. Let me put him on mute. Y'all, let me explain something. This motherfucking dude here, man, is playing Super Mario Brothers, first edition. He playing Super Mario Brothers, the first edition and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he going
that
off.
That's because you're live, man. Fuck that.
He getting mad because he can't jump over the damn... He can't get his the mushroom and shit. He can't get the mushroom to get to big up his life and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I think that's why he got mad. He'll be back. Oh, he'll be back. So what this is, the house phone or something?
Oh no, this is my cell phone.
Oh, that bitch damn so crystal clear. What, you got T-Mobile?
Yeah, I got fucking Verizon.
Oh, yeah. You've got people.
Got people.
Yeah, now, come on. People. When you first seen that, tell me you ain't say, damn, some nigga done wrote that slogan for them.
Yeah. That's what I said by a whole lot of these slogans.
I'm telling you, dog, they don't be talking like that. We got people. Bitch, that's Ebonics. I ain't even no sinners. We got people. What that mean? We only ones that understood what the hell that means. Now y'all talking something, we got people. Oh, I got my people. I got people. What? Man, it's all good, man. It's all good. We y'all just see our steady influence upon our creation. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's all good, man. I'm about to get back into my deep reading. I'm currently reading The Gods of the Egyptians. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. You ever heard of that book, Sadie?
Yeah, I heard about that book.
You heard of the Book of the Dead?
Book of the Dead.
Well, you heard of that one. You should have heard of the Book of the Dead because the Book of the
Dead.
You're supposed to read the Book
of
the Dead.
I heard about that. Hang on.
Oh, you're supposed to. Well, the way I've been told, you're supposed to read the Book of the Dead before you read this one. I'm kind of jumping the level of reading. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, my homeboy didn't have the book available. So I had to go with what, you know what I'm saying? Hunger. You know what I'm saying? You got to feed the hunger. You got to give it what the fuck it wants. So that's what he gave me. You know what I'm saying? And I've been learning a couple of little hieroglyphic signs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Been learning what this true God all about. You know what I'm saying? It's God talk. You know what I'm saying? They use that God talk to the, you know, you don't hear creator in the churches. You know what I'm saying? They don't say the creator. They say God. But, man, this ain't my day, though. I'm sorry, I can't even break it down to you, homie, because this ain't the night for it. Tomorrow night is the night for it. When I get into that Willie Lynch, boy, look at here, I'm getting so deep, you probably going to need a shovel to get the fuck out of the room. Trying to tell you now. Trying to tell you.
They scared, man. They scared of you, man. They say, oh, no, he's going to tell it all.
Hey, who the fuck cares, man? You're going to die someday. Why the fuck die? You know what I'm saying? Not educating people before you leave this earth, man.
That's
what the Bible's for. It's a basic instruction before leaving the earth. That's only a basic instructions. You know what I'm saying? But we're not basic people, man. We're advanced people. That's for them to read. That's not for us.
It's like that damn phrase, you know, they obviously, if you want to hire something from black people, put it in the book. It's so fucking stupid.
They say that because that's a reverse programming. You feel me? They keep saying
right.
that enough, we'll stay out of the fucking books. But
yeah,
fuck
I know, that.
That's what I'm saying. Get your asses in the motherfucking books, man. When you start getting in your books, then you're gonna learn so much about yourself, you're gonna start saying fuck a lot of people, which I've been on that path. You know what I'm saying? And I've steadily been opening up my third eye trying to tell these people to get the fuck out of my way, because I'm finna start floating over you motherfuckers in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So be doing my motherfucking show from outer space. I'm like, where you at, Space? Where you at, Smith? Nigga, I'm up in Mars and shit, nigga. Where y'all at? Y'all better bring your asses. Bring your asses. But you know, to each his own. Everybody got their own path. You feel me? So you know, I'm on my own path. You got to be on yours, and we just all got to. You know what I'm saying? Come together and help each other. If you know what I'm saying, to stay on that path that you want to be on.
Okay, I'm like reading an excerpt from it right now. I just saved it.
Reading the excerpt from what?
From the Book of the Dead.
Oh yeah. They ain't gonna give you the whole book. Not the whole. No. I wouldn't want to read that shit off the internet anyways. I mean, because that's just like reading the Bible, you know what I'm saying? That's somebody retyping some words and they could have, you know what I'm saying, misspelled or felt that sentence wasn't proper and, you know what I'm saying, changed the sentence on you out of the original text. You know, so that's, you know, man, fuck with that. I mean, I use the internet just for what it's for, to resources, to find resources, to tell you where to go get the actual source. You know what I'm saying? But not trusting all these words that you see, you know what I'm saying, that was implemented on there. Nothing could have got up on the internet unless a person physically sat there and typed that shit in. Or you know, scanned the shit in. Either way, you had to physically use your hand to put that shit in there. You know, so, yeah, man, you got to, so, what is it, believe half of what you read? And no.
No. Believe half of what you see, half of what you see, and none of what you hear.
Yeah, okay, none of what you hear. Yeah, that's real, man. So and so that's basically, you know what I'm saying. Don't never believe what I say until you go look it up for yourself and disprove what the fuck I said. Until then, shit. How the fuck are you gonna tell me I'm wrong? You know what I'm saying? Or how you going to prove that I'm right if you don't go prove it for yourself? So, I'll be waiting. I am waiting. I wish old in whatever the fuck her name or his name, whoever the fuck that was, that was scared of talking about the Willie Lynch letter and shit. I had another motherfucker tell me about that when I was on one of them shows. That was a couple of days ago.
Was it in disguise?
intimacy or some shit like that with the BC shit. With the BC shit. It was probably black conservative guy, his little punk ass in there trying to disguise himself and shit. Still using the BC though. You know what I'm saying? Old black asshole. Fuck you, dog. I can't stand that nigga, man. I don't even see that.
I'm cool with sons. I heard he was kicking for that. He kicked somebody out the room the other day, man. I was like, damn, banned folks.
I'm banned from his room. You know how many times I've been banned from his room? That banned shit only worked for
banned,
that day.
He banned you for that day.
Yeah, cause I go in there and drop my links and shit real quick. I don't go in there and cuss him, cause I don't have no words for him no more. I already hear the ignorance out of that man's mouth. That man talks ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you put your own people down, you put yourself down, you are a very ignorant person. You are a very ignorant person. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he do, man. He put himself down. When you call your motherfucking, you call a motherfucking person a porch monkey and all the old crazy ass shit he talking, brother, you keeping yourself 400 years in motherfucking slavery. You keeping yourself in 400 years of depression. You know what I'm saying? In recession. You know what I'm saying? Or regression. You know what I'm saying? You ain't progressing. You regressing. You steady going back into that same old bullshit. While we sitting up here trying to motherfucking get the fuck off the planet. Not even back to Africa. I'm going to go back to Africa. I got to go back to Africa just to get to Egypt, just to read the damn true hieroglyphics to tell me how to truly get the fuck off this planet. That's why the pyramids are in the shape that they are, in the alignment that they are. They are aligned with the stars, man. They are teleports. That's what they are for, man. They are nexuses. That's a nexus to our next planets, man. They don't want you to know that, though. They tell lies through a vision. They give you a little bit of the truth through what you see. But, you know, they make it such a fantasy land that your mind says that's not true. They don't know how to differentiate what's true and what's not. You know what I'm saying? Like in the Matrix, when every time they put that motherfucking they lay down and they put that shit in the back of their head, you know what that's symbolizing is stimulating the pineal gland. That's a symbol. That's symbolizing that when you go into the dream state, your pineal gland becomes stimulated. It's open wide the fuck up. Why is it when you walking around you don't feel like you're in Paris? You never daydream about being in Paris. That often you used to, but then your mind has been getting trained not to daydream anymore because they tell you daydreaming is wrong when you're a kid. It's not wrong. You know what I'm saying? Your brain takes you. You can travel so far with your brain. I could be in motherfucking New Zealand right now while my body's still here talking. But you have to train yourself to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? And understand that what we sitting in is not really reality. That's the whole thing about the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? When you close your eyes and you were dreaming, you know what I'm saying, your pineal gland is wide open, you can't tell yourself that you are not there. You know what I'm saying? What they're calling dreams. You can't tell me that when you wake up and you got, what the fuck am I all wet for then? You know, I don't had a fucking wet dream. All I had a nightmare. What the fuck am I waking up with sweat on my fucking face though? If it was just a dream, or if it was just fiction, if it was just in my mind, how the hell I'm waking up with physical attributes after the fact?
Yeah, because a lot of times it's scary, like me. Like, I'm not no psychic or nothing, but like a lot of times when I go to sleep, man, it's crazy because like I'll see stuff that's supposed to happen within the near future. It's usually not of me.
Premonitions.
It's
called premonitions. You're seeing
premonitions. There you go.
Yeah. That's all, man. It ain't no
that
man.
That shit happens so fucking
bruh.
Much. It's ridiculous. It's shit. It's like fucking, I see that shit and I'm walking around awake. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, that's real, man. You just, it's your third eye is open, bro, but it's not, it needs to be stimulated and honed. You know what I'm saying? And concentrated so where you can concentrate. There's so much bullshit going around. Satellites in the fucking air. Beaming bullshit, in, you know what I'm saying, interfering with you. You got fucking scandalous bitches that interfere with you. You know what I'm saying? Bitches that just stupid motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, do daily stupid shit, stress. It's a lot of shit that blocks your thinking. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you put in your body. You know what I'm saying? It's designed to clog up pores and all that shit. Once you clog up the pores, your brain can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? You can't think straight. You know, and that's what that, man. But Willie Lynch gonna come out. I'm gonna read that shit. And I, like, I cussed the other nigga out. You know, I had to cuss the nigga out. I said, nigga, I read Willie Lynch in seventh fucking grade. I read that shit in seventh grade. Now, you an ignorant person. If you gonna go and take that same knowledge and go out and just start killing my, I'm not Nat Turner. Nat Turner had a right to do what he had, what he did. He was in slavery. You know what I'm saying? And he witnessed, you know, firsthand his motherfucking people getting their balls and dicks and shit cut off. Women getting motherfucking babies cut up out of them and shit. So that would make a man motherfucking turn around and kill every goddamn cracker in his motherfucking sight. And I would probably too. You know what I'm saying? Just like Chris Rock said. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with him, but I understand. You know, so, yeah, hey, man. You know, big ups to Nat Turner, though. He had to do what he had to do to motherfucking leave, you know what I'm saying, we ain't even, that's my next thing, is studying Nat Turner, because, you know what I'm saying, he was a beast now. He was a beast, and that's why you don't hear nothing. You hear one page in your history book about Nat Turner, and they don't tell you shit about him in your history book, though. They don't even go into what he did or didn't do. They mention his name for a little minute, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 and that turn, and then they gone. They getting off the fuck, they getting the fuck off of that subject all the way around the board. So, I mean, you know, look, you gotta look around, man. Look around, look around. Look around, look around. That shit ain't just deja vu, dog. You feel me? You know, that's what they call it, like when they said in The Matrix, you know what I'm saying, it's a glitch in The Matrix. When you see that shit done happen, the cat done walked by twice, and you could have sworn you just seen that bitch walk by. Now he done walked by again and shit. That's deja vu. That's a change in history. That's what they telling you. That's a change in history. These crackers, man, brother, if you think that motherfucking time travel is not possible, then brother, you was 50 years, actually you was a couple of millenniums behind your thinking. Time travel, brother. Serious time travel. You feel me? I mean, your mind, your mind time travels every fucking day. You in another time zone. You shit. When I think about little Lola, my mind is in a different time zone. She already entered tomorrow. I was tomorrow today.
I know that is crazy. What you think about that? That is pretty crazy.
You feel me? But then how break this down? Then how the fuck you gonna tell me that a baby dog born at the same time a baby is older than a baby when that it within in his next year he's 7 years old, but the baby's just 1 year old? What the mathematics at now? What the mathematics coming in at? How the hell this super dog done got gained 7 years on his ass? You know what I'm saying, over this baby? You know what I'm saying? Who in shit, less than 9 weeks to a month, 2 months we'll be walking, not years. In a couple of months we'll be standing up, walking around. Now, true enough, a dog's anatomy is different from a human, so they might grow. You know what I'm saying? They might grow quicker. But look at our kids now. They look like grown ass fucking women. And it's because of the shit that you feed them. Thinking about the shit that the dogs eat. Dogs don't eat table food and all that shit. They eat vitamins, proteins, minerals, calcium. They eat all that healthy shit. And you purposely go and buy all that good-ass Alpo and top-of-the-line shit so your dog can grow up with strong bones and all that. You feeding his ass good. You feeding him better than
fucking
feed themselves.
But they don't do it for themselves.
Thank you. Eat dog food, goddammit. Shit. Eat some fucking dog food. Treat your motherfucking self, you know what I'm saying, like the temple that it is. We don't, you know what I'm saying, but we're not programmed for that yet. You feel me? We got to go through a whole, man, we got to go through a lot of deprogram, bro. I'm working on my defragmentation as we speak. I'm working on my defragmentation. We all need to be defragmented. Our hard drives. That's all your brain is a fucking hard drive. Your body is nothing. Your body is just a transporter. Your body is just a shell. Just like fucking Men in Black. You know what I'm saying? Man, all this shit that dog I've been reading is a reflection on these movies, dog. But it's symbolism in the movies. It's not the fact of the story of the movies. It's the symbolism in the movies that they put right in your motherfucking face, and they laughing. When the motherfucking alien, when they killed the alien, right? You remember right. The part when they killed the alien, and his head opened up, and it was a little-ass alien in his big-ass fucking body controlling his big-ass frame, and it wasn't nothing but a little-ass alien with a big-ass head. Wasn't nothing in there, though. It wasn't no brain in there. He was the brain. So that's symbolism, though. You feel me? That little-ass alien, that little-ass alien was using his big-ass brain, though. That's what it showed you. He had a big-ass head, a little-ass body, but he was controlling this bigger body. And walking around, talking, speaking, interacting with people and everything else. I mean, I done seen where you can take a... They call that shit Frankenstein. This shit ain't no fucking Frankenstein, man. It's just modern-day medicine. You can't tell me that me and you can't go to the hospital. They put both of us on the motherfucking bed. You know what I'm saying? They take my brain out and take your brain out and swap them. You don't think that shit can happen?
Shit.
You don't think they can do that? You have to fathom that, though. That they can switch your fucking brain out. They can take your brain out your fucking head. We've been taking brains out of people's heads, dog, since the pyramids was motherfucking done. They got scientific proof of skulls was found with little holes in them. You know what I'm saying? Where bitches was doing brain surgery back then, curing people and shit. So you telling me now, 4,000 years later, that's not possible? It's possible, brother. They got people living with just their heads are living. No body. You know what I'm saying? It's just a head. I mean, a lot of these movies that you be thinking just movies, but then there's too many patterns to it. The Wild Wild West had the white dude, you know what I'm saying, crawling around with just his fucking head. Another movie right after behind that had the dude with just his fucking head. I just watched Crank 2. They got a fucking dude that's in the goddamn tank with some tubes hooked up to him. It's just a fucking head, though. There's no body there. But he running all these motherfucking people around who got legs and arms and shit. He telling them what the fuck to do. How the fuck? You were just a fucking head in some solution. In some vaginal solution. That's what it is. 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I think that's what the fuck it was. Or Odyssey. Whatever the fuck that movie was. When they put the dude in the goddamn like astronaut type suit. And then they filled the whole fucking suit up. You know what I'm saying? So he can actually. See, he was underwater though. He was swimming underwater. He drowned himself in order to be able to breathe. But then after he opened his eyes back up, he was still breathing, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was.
They say when you were in your mother's womb, you develop gills.
Gills. Mm-hmm.
Gills to breathe. You know what I'm saying? You don't open your mouth. You don't open your nose. There are gills that come out the side of your fucking neck in order to breathe like you are an amphibian.
That's what turned into our noses eventually.
It turned into, come on, man. Come on. I'm just glad that shit, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? That you can relate.
I can learn this in biology class.
Man, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's truth, you feel me? It's truth behind the research, man. It's truth behind
the
research.
I bet this is the stuff that makes sense, man. Like,
Goof, man, where the fuck you went, dog?
Hey, man, I'm playing this video game, and it's a hard-ass level, and I almost beaten it, man, but shit, it's...
Which world you in?
You know what I'm saying? What world? Nigga, stop playing Super Mario 1.
I'm playing Ace Combat. Six.
Oh yeah, that Ace Combat, that harder than the bitch though. I ain't gonna lie. I did a couple of military games. You know what I'm saying? I mainly like flying games. You know, I don't really do all that 1941, be all on the ground and have to gather up troops and all that bullshit. I like to just fly through the air, fuck some shit up, mission over with. You know what I mean? But I ain't trying to fly myself now. Get me wrong. I'm trying to fly my motherfucker self.
Yeah, but I'm about to beat this motherfucker. and he trying to kill me, shooting missiles, trying to cheat. Motherfucker, I'm going to kill him today.
Well,
he ain't going away.
Well, you know what that is?
What?
That's what's up.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frown it, put on a smile. Let me see the peak like you posing for Colgate. You look at hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the shine like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the whip, then we hit the club. Fresh to death, all day it's a mud. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottom tug your butt. When you move it up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you if you're down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Get to see what's up. Get to see what's up.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kick with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big phone coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. Walking in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Looking so hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Next song out to all you old punk ass pussy ass niggas in the street, man, acting like motherfucking hoes, man. Straight up fucking hoes, man. All you niggas walking around the motherfucking street, just goddamn pants below your motherfucking ass, looking like you ready to get smashed from behind like you in goddamn prison, straight off the motherfucking cell block F. This is one for y'all, man. Pull your goddamn pants up, man. Shit.
Don't mean nothing either. Cause I'll send your last nigga at your peoples. And leave you walking funny. Cause your bag nigga. And either you a killer nigga or you ain't a killer. But most of y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga. Cause God only made for me the real nigga. And a real nigga will shoot your ass in your face. Hit you with that chopper nigga, none of it goes away. And throwing the pistol, you don't get no points for that. Just
your blog talk. I'm fucking up. One Lee, you know what I'm saying, featuring Plies, going down real big, you know what I'm saying.
Shit be I want to talk about something you were talking about right before that song.
What, niggas pulling their goddamn, need to pull their fucking pants up?
You know what, it pisses me off, they don't realize, a lot of people don't realize where that fucking shit got started, that what this
the
shit
goddamn
is.
Prison, man.
Yeah, it's I know that's what I'm trying to tell people. That is what that was, that was the shit that started in prison, that was, what that was symbolizing that you for easy access that you wanted someone to put it in your ass. And that's a lot of people are not
saying. Man, every young nigga that I see, that's what I tell him. I don't motherfucking sugarcoat shit. I tell him just like
that.
They
still, man, you just hate me. You just trying to hate.
Motherfucking hate, man. Y'all motherfucking gay ass.
I just tell like a fucking like a T.I. is, man.
Man, niggas is gay for that shit, man. Straight up. I ain't even gonna lie, man. You niggas is gay. You niggas walk around with your pants all hanging below your ass. You niggas need to tighten up, man. Shit is not motherfucking cute. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is not trying to give you no play because your motherfucking ass is halfway hanging out like you want to be stuck in your ass and shit.
Yeah, my thing is this. The
females walk around
that,
like that.
Perpetuate that shit and sit there and say that, oh, this shit's cute. That's what pisses me the fuck out just as much. So y'all perpetuate this shit.
Shit ain't cute to me. Every time I see you stupid motherfuckers walk around, I be wanting to slap the shit out your ass. What the hell wrong with motherfuckers with that shit, man? I even went, shit, when I went into jail, you know what I'm saying? But that's the other thing. They only allow that shit in jail. You know what I'm saying? They might allow it up the road in prison. They don't allow that shit in jail down here. Not down here in Florida. Hell nah. You better pull your mother. That's what they tell you. You better pull your motherfucking pants up. Fuck wrong with you. Put your damn clothes up. Play that shit. Shit, man. I don't know what the hell your whole ass nigga.
They go over there doing that shit. They wondering why they getting the ass took.
What the fuck wrong with them? But they damn so fucked up in the head. You know what I'm saying? I don't be with that shit. I don't be with that shit at all. Yeah, man, corn niggas cornballs, that shit, man. Give me some straight up cornball. I'm sending off a damn email. I need a few changes to little Lola. You know what I'm saying? She having a special show coming up for indie artists. I sent a whole bunch of tracks, so she trying to find out the correct information on the artist. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Big ups to little Lola. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down way the fuck down now.
I'm gonna miss her show, man. When she come on, man. When did she come on?
Cause it's like she off. You know what I'm saying? She ahead of us and shit. So it's like, how the fuck can we keep up with something that's already fucking ahead of you? Straight up. You know what I'm saying? How can you keep up with something that's ahead of you, man? That's how can you stay ahead of the race? You know? You already behind. Nigga, we been fucking, we fucking behind, dog. We get behind like a motherfucker. Man. Hey, man. Yeah, all right, dog. All right. I don't know. I'm trying to save all my shit to tomorrow, man, because that's when I'm going to be off. I'm going to be rested. You know what I'm saying? After the wedding, I'm probably a little juiced up. So, you know, get to the island, schedule the show, and probably get on here and act a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? Definitely read my motherfucker Willie Lynch letter. That's going to be the whole first hour.
What time
your show
going to be around this time tomorrow?
Yeah, 12, either 12 or 12:30.
Defense Department would like to inform.
I'm
going to
try to do it. I'm
going to
try to do it
during
the daytime, though.
That boy, goofing back, man. Where you at, man? Where you at?
Hey, man, I just passed that level, ladies and gentlemen, and my boost is about to die, so.
Ain't that now? Charge the motherfucker up.
I'm going to charge it right now. Relax, everybody.
Oh. I'm going to have to get ignorant up in there.
All right, sorry, everybody. I had to be Lieutenant Goofy Bone. And I had to motherfucking shoot down some enemies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, what
I wish they
would have
let me do a show, though. That'd be cool.
Oh, wait, tonight you couldn't do one?
Nah, they told me that it was all full for tonight.
I'm telling you, dog, it must be a billion. It is a billion bitches on here. It's like 70 people for the 12:30 slot. It was like over 70 shows.
Why am I the only person in the chat room?
I don't know, because I don't see nobody. I thought that was just me. I don't see nobody. What the fuck?
What the fuck, man? Oh, it's doing, you know what? That's something they've been fucking up with lately, too, man.
Thinking that you're in the chat room? Yeah, it ain't nobody in there.
And they got like two different chat rooms. They got a phantom chat room going on somewhere. And that's been happening in more than one spot.
Look, now I'm in here. Where the fuck y'all at? Okay, it just showed set in now. Look at this whole hell ass shit.
I'm up in this mom.
There we go. We all three in
there.
There
you go.
Okay.
You know what? Nah, it was real funny. I was on the show earlier. I was listening to the switchboard side fucking up like real bad. It was like it had all these hands up. They said they had all these hands up, but nobody, they can't let nobody in for a little bit.
Shit, Goofy tried to call. That happened to me the other day, Goofy, didn't it?
What?
They was on the line. I had Vice Grip and Goofy on the line.
Hung up?
No, I couldn't. The switch was on.
You
in.
Oh,
right.
Right.
The switch showed my number was online. I hung the phone up. And that bitch would not hang up. It would not let me call back in. Every time I called back in, it was talking about you can't host. Two hosts can't host under the same number or whatever the hell that bullshit is.
Really? Two hosts can't do it under the same number?
Nah, man. Okay.
I would have thought, you know, maybe there's a host and a co-host, but shit.
Nah, but see, the only way you can do that, I mean, like, both of y'all can run the switch, though. You know what I'm saying?
You got to switch.
I can give you my password. Yeah, I can give you my password.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing we can do.
Wait a minute. You telling me that there's 70 people? Ain't no 70 people. You look who's chatting live. Man, they only like half that people. Man,
scroll down.
If you could chat live, I think that's not even everybody because not everybody uses the chat rooms.
No, I'm saying, but scroll down to the bottom and then see how many numbers that is. It say 1 through 7. That's 7 pages of motherfuckers that's on. Every time
Wait
you click
minute.
That page, it's more bitches. More bitches with shows coming up. Sweet D Love got a show in 4 minutes.
Yeah, but I tell you, I thought Sweet D had a show on.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock. It's coming up in 2 minutes. Or 4 minutes.
All right.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people already got shows scheduled, whether they know coming up.
Oh, yeah, you missed it earlier, man. We called... Well, I was on Stevie Mac's show. We called his show up, man.
Oh, I know. I meant to catch his show, man. I know that motherfucker funny, man.
Well, we simulcast from here, and my ass called. He called it, so I was sitting there, and I put on Tyrone voice.
Hello, this is Tyrone,
and I was messing with him. Oh, hell, we got a fucking
fucking.
That nigga was about to. They are crying, laughing, so they're hard. I had to stop myself from crying. I was trying to stop from laughing over here. I was like,
oh man. Hell no.
What this fucking faggot in? That nigga was hot. He was hot. Whoever the co-host was hot as hell, man. That nigga got real bad.
Oh, he was pissed.
Whose show was we just on with the Fat Beyonce? You know, my mind gone like a bitch.
On a 1.8.6
That was your show?
Yeah, that was
the only reason why we could have wilded out like that. That's right. Yeah, because everybody else been cursing at us. Hey, you guys, stop picking on her. That's not cool. Stop dropping the F word. Sis asses up, man. These sisters on this motherfucking shit, man. You got a free freedom of speech radio station show, and you gonna censor yourself? How stupid is that?
I know. Do you know how bad some of these radio hosts wanna do that shit?
Dude,
they wanna fucking.
God, that
sounds
so stupid.
If Ricky Smiley could cuss out there, he would.
That sounds so stupid when I go into a room. The bitch talking about this is a family show at 12 at night.
Hold on. Time out. Even worse than that, they talk about all these freaky things and they want to tell me it's a family show.
Yeah. Oh, don't drop the F bomb. Don't F bomb in the room, please. No, fuck is that?
It's a fucking dude. The FCC coming. FCC ain't worried about fucking blog talk radio.
Thank you. It's a million fucking blog talk radio type stations out there, though. It might not be this exact same setup, but the
I don't
same.
You got blog format. TV.
You broadcast, man, I can tell you a whole list of them. Livevideo.com, you want to do video. Man, it's a bunch of them out there, dog. It's a bunch of spawn also, this same type setup. So. I don't think they're going to be worried, and I definitely don't think they're going to be coming down to our little ass shows when it's over 100, 200 shows that be airing.
Mm-hmm. Unless they just really wanted to, unless they just really got out for us that bad or something.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, the featured shows, I understand that. The featured shows, because that's an everyone rate. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to talk to no motherfucking body. Unless you a goddamn adult only. If you can't get behind the goddamn Iron Curtain, then bitch, stay your ass on the other side. I prefer that. Don't
oh, look how dumb I am. Fuck it. I'm over here being motherfucking Golden Squad in our own chat room. My fucking stupid ass.
Hell, no.
Oh, no, I have like fucking five different pages on there, and I'm throwing the link in the chat rooms.
Oh, that was shit. That was too funny, man. And I see it. I had to go in there too. I see the shit three different times. Hell, fucking nah, man. Yeah, that was funny though.
I was wondering why he kept putting it in here. I was like, what is he doing?
No, because, see, I went into black conservative shit and did that. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't say anything about you.
No, I only got to do it three times. No, they cracked a couple of jokes. Thomas, I mean, he's nuts. Oh, no, I think they was talking about BC. Talking about he's nuts. He got nuts in his mouth and all this other kind of shit. They was getting on him now. They was getting on. It was like, man, this show is crazy. This dude is just, he's fucking nuts. And then they was really getting on it. Man, that dude, I cannot taint my show with talking about that motherfucking hoe.
Dark Yoda's on.
Yeah, I see his show.
Does anybody say anything good about this dude? Because I haven't heard it yet, man.
Yeah, white folks like, do. They loving him. They loving his ass. Crack a motherfucking flip down Oreo backwards Oreo ass nigga. Hell wrong with his motherfucking ass, man.
Ooh, Dark Yoda?
No, motherfucking backwards conservative.
Oh, fuck that. I tried to call in because a motherfucker was talking about that, that gang members are low income and they ain't got no money. Bitch, I got money. I'm a motherfucking gang member to the fullest. And you know,
what the fuck do you think your government is, you stupid bitch?
Exactly. Exactamundo.
That's the biggest fucking gang of the world.
The biggest.
The police, the law enforcement is the second.
Yeah, they worse than the gang members first say they trying to go after.
They are gang members, man. They just gang members with uniforms.
And with backing behind them.
That they got the government to back them. More motherfucking the bigger gang. You know what I'm saying? The brother gang, they a sister gang, which is the bitch gang. You know what I'm saying? And then they trickle it down to all the real gangs, you know what I'm saying? Which is how we keep the motherfucking dope.
Hey, why we call Dark Yoda show?
Lock Spode Yoda. Don't call him
go,
this motherfucker, man.
Let's go bless Dark
oh,
Yoda
that's
show.
Right. Yeah, you can't damn, I have to get out. Hold on.
I don't know. Hold on, let me try it again.
Hey, all right,
am I going in character? Am I gonna go in one of my characters or we gonna go in there and chill?
Yeah. We can't clown Dar Yoda show now. Yeah, he know everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Now they smoking
choke, dude. I don't know, cause he got a lame ass show. This damn motherfucker. I went in there and saved his ass as a favorite his show just cause I like the name. I had to unfavorite his shit, man. Like this shit is lame.
I know. We did go there the other day.
That shit is lame. Get the fuck out of here. What the hell is this? Dude smoking weed at the damn fairgrounds and shit. That was what it like. What the hell is this? That shit ain't real, dog. You done photoshopped the picture of you smoking and shit. What the hell kind of shit is going on? The fuck up. Get me to believe that. Alrighty then. Not.
Let's go mess with your show, man.
Fucking smoking choke.
I bet you won't let that ass in there. I bet you that.
Oh, I bet you I'm in this bitch. He got 56 minutes left. He ain't even in his chat room, though. He got, at the last time, it was a bitch in his chat room talking some little hustle and shit. He wasn't even in his chat room. Let me see. Yeah, she's still in here. Oh, he finally brung his cracker ass up in here. God, look at that cracker, man. He looked funnier than a motherfucker.
I forgot on the AC. Hold up.
Let's see how long he let me in here.
What the hell?
Malachi McCraw. What the hell? Choke.
Juggalo.
Mad Rocks. Choke me, Mad Rocks. Y'all got some crazy ass names. Jesus 360.
He got 11 users off in this mud.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check your people.
Everybody just drop bombs on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Drop the link bomb on this shit. Hold on. Let me type
I got
up.
It ready. Here you go.
Hold on. I'm going to come to a real show. Hold on. Watch out. Hold on.
I got it ready. Let me know when I hit peace.
Real show. Now. Blog. Radio.
I got the link ready.
All right, here we go. Now you got hold on. Oh, wait a minute. I got to copy and paste so I can do it a few times. Damn it. Snake dog. Copy.
So you can be in multiple chat rooms at once?
Man, we can go on to goddamn as many tabs as you can open up. Goddamn it, that's how many rooms you can fucking be in.
Oh,
see,
I never knew that.
Hell yeah, man. That's how Golden Squad be doing this shit. He just open up tab, and then you go back up to your browser, click back on Blog Talk Radio, it'll bring you back to the front page. You know what I'm saying? And then all you do is just keep going into more rooms. And going in however many rooms you want. You'll still be logged into this motherfucking show right here. And then you can come back. Just like I am. I can keep motherfucking open up tabs.
I got yours still open. I was wondering if it took me out of that chat room and I came in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it worked that way.
Yeah. If you, I'm saying.
I wonder how Angel Eyes is in more than one spot sometimes, how she be in there. I wonder.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. Got another motherfucking call on the line. 91 Nizzle.
What's going on, homie?
Man, you late night, man. You late night like a motherfucker. What's happening?
Yeah, I already know. I had a car check back in with you, homie.
Yeah, man. Fresh back on the air, man. Shit. We popping champagne up in this motherfucker. You know, nigga.
Man, that is awesome. Look, I see you up there clapping somebody on the show.
I just dropped a link bomb, man.
Oh, shit. Damn, man. You, man, fuck. All right, fuck it. I'm dropping mine. Fuck it. Drop the balls. Go. Drop them. Sandy, drop them. Drop them. Bomb.
He said, well, who start blocking swimmers? Don't be posting shit in our chat. That's fucking man shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, motherfucking stupid, man. Hey, I'm dropping a love sign in that bitch. I'm going to drop it one more time.
Yeah, you hear him talking about it. He talking that shit on there. Do you hear that shit, fool? So he talking that shit in there, fool. You hear him?
Nah, man, I ain't listening to that
no,
shit. No,
this
thing
he talking about, I
got
put up with all the fucking fam. Dog, he there talking shit, fool.
Fuck
he talking
you.
The shit.
Block me, homie, then. Block me, homie. That's what you do. Block that, nigga. Fuck you. Yeah, you talking about. Come to a real show, pussy, nigga. Come on to this show. Shit, my lines is open. Let me drop my number off in that. Drop the number off in that bitch. Shit. Hold on. Let me drop the number off in that motherfucker. The hell you talking about, homie? You don't even know what the fuck you talking about. I'm dropping the number off in this bitch. So he call into my show. Let's see if we can get the number off in that. Damn. Said you going to have to drop the number, man. He done blocked me and shit, man. Hello, fucking spammer. Talk to who's that? Come to the show and find out, biatch.
Oh, he's talking shit. He's still talking shit. Oh, get the fuck on this shit. Hold on, let me check my headphones on my ear.
Hey, talking about this user has blocked you.
Look, we definitely want you to do it. So, fucking, yeah, keep posting your shit, DJ. I smell so bad. Fucking,
oh, shit. He clowning you, bro.
Like my fucking from under cheese from under my nuts. Lick it, you fucker.
Do you hear this shit, fool?
Hey, I'm still dropping shit in there.
He blocked me, fool.
He blocked me, and I'm still leaving shit in his room. How about that?
Hey, smell it.
And I dropped the number, huh? And I'm putting the number in there. Take that, bitch. Call me, bitch.
Hey,
call
smell.
Me, bitch.
Hey, what's his number, smell?
Hold on. What's his number?
I'm trying to do something here.
347-826-9526.
You said you really blocked a fucking sucking motherfucking dick.
Hey.
They used, like, 6 times I came in since we came in.
He said what?
He used the word dick 10 times as we came over here.
Smell.
Welcome to
Blog Talk
Radio.
That's all he could talk about.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Go ahead, run.
You will be notified that there is a caller in queue.
Hey,
otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I got him on 3-way, bro.
Let me up in this bitch.
Hold on. I'm going to hit one. Hold on.
You are now in the host queue.
Ooh, did it smell so good?
Yeah, you're on the fucking smoking choke show, dog. Fucking like
yeah, this big dick smells so good, man. Y'all
hey,
hollering at me. What's that?
Look,
this big dick smells so good.
Oh,
what's that? Yeah, this big dick smells so good. Hello,
DJ. I fucking
clip the scene. Yeah, hold on. I got a cue in to go in. He ain't clip me in yet.
Hello,
who
is it? We in the smoke show? Is this
919? Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I got my man Smelly on 3-way. He wants to holler at you, man.
Yeah, this big dick smell, man. What they do? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, big dick smell? How you doing, dog?
Hey, this big dick smell so good. FLA, Florida off up in this bitch. What's happening, man?
Nah, shit, dog. What the fuck's popping off with you, homie?
Man, you know, I'm cracking off of your motherfucking jokes, man. You know what I'm saying? We up late night just like you, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my show. You know what I'm saying? Over here just fucking around with your show, man. Don't be taking it personal, homie. You taking it like I done came and fucked your sister or something.
I like this dude. I like
straight
this
up,
dude.
Man. You act like I just came and just shit on your whole parade, man. This is Blog Talk Free Radio, man. Y'all got to understand that. This is motherfucking cut, uncensored. Say what the fuck you want to say. Call bitches up. Y'all need to be calling Bush right now. We done called Bush. We done shitted on his whole family.
Hell yeah, this dude's what's up.
So we just calling through fucking with y'all, man. We potheads. This is potheads are us, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hell yeah.
And we sharing the love. Smoking choke. I did save your shit before, but when Little Hustler came on there talking about some her, who is this? You know what I'm saying? She kind of threw me off, and I was like, what? But then I looked at her picture and I was like, well, goddamn, she fine as a bitch. I can't cuss her out. So I had to leave her alone. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, say,
hell yeah.
You got some dime pieces on your show. You know what I'm saying? Much love on that. You already know. But I am a BTR host, man. You know what I'm saying? I normally do my thing off in the daytime, but I'm late night. You know what I'm saying? I'm late night creeping
word
around and shit. And I see this big ass blunt in your mouth and shit. So, you know, I figure one pot of head love to another. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
two tears in the bucket.
Thank you for fucking coming in, fucking dropping those fucking notes, dog. Fucking that's what we're all about,
but
some love.
Listen,
dog,
man, when they dropped links, when I came in here the first time, you wasn't in your chat room. That's why I dropped links all in the bitch. But then when I came back, your shit like blowed up with like 50,000 people in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
oh,
like, well,
word.
Goddamn.
All right.
So I got my homeboys. I got Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California on the line. You feel me? That's
what's
one
up,
of
man?
These point
you
dudes. You feel me? And then I got Dallas, Texas off in this motherfucker, Seti J. You feel me? So we just over here chilling. I got New Zealand in the building, little Lola with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just bringing my peoples over
yo,
here. We're gonna put it in the air a little bit, and then we're going to be up out of this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
so we do.
This your show too. We got a little bit of Mississippi. We got a little bit of Maine. We got some fucking Virginia up in this bitch. Bring this to
Massachusetts.
All right, that's what it do. That, well, who all y'all is, man? Who y'all is? Who all y'all is on the show, man?
Man, this is Boone 99. Fucking I fucking run this bitch up in here. Fucking this is a Smoke and Choke show. Fucking
where you out of?
Mississippi, dog.
Oh, MIC. What shit? We ain't nothing but love. Hey, shout out to Iraq. My homegirl from MI Cricket Letter, man. She up there. She a lieutenant in Iraq, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
love
yeah,
to
she
all
listen
the
to the show.
Troops over there.
Yeah, know that. Know that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. MI Cricket motherfucker. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. What's the area code? It ain't 601?
Nah, it ain't 601 over here. It's like 228 over in this bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
yo.
No,
you represent MI Cricket Letter? Oh, y'all met?
Nah, we ain't met.
Oh, okay. You might want to bring her. She'll come through though. She repping the MI though. She repping 601. She got a show on here.
Oh well, hell yeah. So you put down some rappers and shit up on your show?
Death.
Well, shit, dog, definitely fucking stay connected with the motherfucking Smoke and Choke show. You got some motherfucking new fucking talents you want brought up, dog. Fucking, we got a lot of motherfucking peoples up on here who want to fucking hear some underground artists, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Oh, well,
hey,
I'm a real DJ, dog. I got, you know what I'm saying? I'll send you matter of fact, drop your link off in the chat room while we're here anyways, and I'll write it down. I'll send you some shit. Network, you know what I'm saying? I'm about networking, man. It's like the bullshit late night, though. After 12 o'clock, it turned into the goddamn off-the-fucking-chain hour. We put lighters in the air and let the motherfucking blunt smoke go everywhere.
All right, man. Well, we got you, homie. Fucking thanks for fucking stopping by.
Hey, that's real, man. It's hey, love to y'all, man. It's much love. You feel me? We finna go and terrorize another motherfucking room.
Word.
And we're gonna blow some smoke up in that motherfucker. That's real. That's real. That's real shit. Yeah.
You know,
what's
up now,
Smellers? Oh, nah, I just had to go ahead and show some love. It was potheads, man. I can't really be mad at potheads. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Hey, man, hey, that girl music you were playing the other day, that's one of your artists, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Miss John New.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's
good. Oh, TTZ. What till TZ coming here?
Huh?
Till TZ was just off this hole.
Tim Teasy.
Till TZ.
Who the fuck is that?
Tilton.
Oh, I don't, still don't know what the fuck that is.
You know what it is? Goofy.
Like, who? Hold on, let me see.
That's one of the Goofy homeboys right there.
Let me see you talking about. Till T.
Yeah.
Till
TZ.
Till TZ. Oh, okay. Okay. Big ups. He peeled up out of here. I'm pretty sure he clicked the link and that bitch brung his ass right back here. Oh, let me click that link. That might take me where they at. That bitch brung his ass right back into the show. So let me click on this. He's back Friday. I bet you I can find him. And that bitch bring you right back into the show. Hell nah, that's crazy. All right, we done lost Goofy again for the last 12 minutes, but I will go ahead and play one of my artists. Yeah, I'm going to play another one, man. I'm going to play a kind of nasty track from her. Let you hear some sexually explicit shit. This is a song called Whoa. Oh, there you go. He back in the scene. Back,
hey, I'm sorry. I have a late night prowler that is looking for a good time, so she decided to stop by at my place.
Well, put on the phone.
Yeah, Till Teasy was just in here, man.
Hey, Leah, come here.
Oh, shit. Hey, watch this. Watch this, y'all. Hold on.
She be trying to take my bitch.
Watch it. Hey, I'm finna play a lot of vagina.
Hey, talk to my friends. They're in a radio show right
say
now.
Say it. Say it. Don't say it.
The main guy, he's from Tampa. And the other partner, Seti J, he's gonna try to swoop on you right now. But he's from Dallas.
He got to swoop on you.
Hey.
Ah, we finna swoop on you and shit. What the fuck is a swoop? We ain't no goddamn birds, baby. Some real niggas up in here, though. Hey, I need to let you meet my...
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
ooh, Angel
Eyes
over there, fine ass.
Girl, damn. All right, what's your name? What your name is?
My name's Leah.
Leah. That's what I'm talking about. You got any black in you?
What's your name?
My name is DJ Smells So Good.
Oh.
Go ahead and say that back to me, girl, real nasty.
DJ Smells So Good.
Ooh-wee. Girl, my finger just got hard.
Your fingers?
Yeah, my finger that I be clicking my mouse with, it just boing, 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 boing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to give me a hard finger on.
Well, I got to go now, so I'm going to give you back to
Man, I was finna let you meet my counterpart. Hold on.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. You said your name was Alotta of... Never mind.
You're scaring my guest.
I'm about to call over to Sweeties.
Oh, shit. No, shit. Oh, shit. You know we got to go over there. Well, I ain't
got nothing. I got you. Hang on.
You got nothing but 10 minutes left. Anyway, you know I'm going over there. Oh, shit. That's the finest motherfucking boys on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at a new picture.
Oh, I seen it. I seen it on her up and coming show. I said, no, she didn't. She going to make a nigga fly.
Is she on right
York.
Now?
She going to make a nigga fly to New York. Hell yeah, she on. You know,
there you go.
Oh, damn.
You know I'm up in there. I'm still in my chat room, but you know, I had to pull over here real quick. And God damn, sweet D-Love. Fine.
Yeah, she got hella people.
She take
them
goddamn stockings off, don't. What the hell? She doing fucking knee highs on in the goddamn lingerie.
Yeah, get up in that room, Shetty. Come on.
I hear. Okay, here we go.
Ooh wee.
Hold on, let me talk.
I hope you enjoy the
ride.
And come again when you get grown, alright? We love you.
Come again.
The old. And because we think the dark man Tamer needs to hear this, because see, this is for the grown essential, and we're supposed to know this part already.
Mm-hmm.
So, Don't forget.
Who want to pull their own self, DJ Shy? You don't want to pull yourself, do you, DJ?
Okay. Take care of yourself and know that you are the best that you will ever be when you're honest.
Rockman Tamer, show us your ID, David.
That's right. Ask his age. He says, yes, I am a model. Ask his age.
I'm a model, too, baby. I'm a model, too.
So am I.
Lil J, bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, baby. We knew your ass was young in the first place when you came up in through here. See, I knew it. Get him out of here.
Oh, hell no. Nah. No, don't do it.
It's ridiculous. He said, you old bag need to get some rap.
We know him from somewhere else a few times. You know,
that's
why
that little bastard was what we banned last week. That's what had happened. See, we're going to stop taking these little newbies.
Yeah.
It's not no joke. Peace, Lil J. Peace.
Who's she talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pooh.
Yes. He just walked the plates. Who, me?
No.
Okay, do we got new folks in the room? New folks in the room for all those that do not know us. We will poop that ass if you say something incorrect out your mouth, joking or not. Steady J, you on the line? Is this simulcast? Tell us who.
Well,
Steady
I would
J,
like to say something inappropriate.
We got you. Oh, you got us, DJ?
Oh yeah, you already know. You know. I come up in the room like gangbusters.
We ain't gonna
bad
you conscious. Cut it out unless you go cut up now.
Ladies,
you cut up. You cut up. No, I'm sorry. We ain't gonna show out. You cut up just last night. Gonna show out on that ass. I'm sorry. Go ahead and sing it, radio. Sing it, radio. Don't sing.
Last night.
Are we out?
I was at the garden.
Are we out?
I saw Masonic Templar.
Are we not?
Masonic Templar. How old are you, baby? Throw your ID
you
up.
You have got to speak now.
Oh, who jumped in here now?
This little tune.
On the show.
And you better
Even watch the plate.
Hey, DJ smells so damn good.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, there it is.
We know you wasn't.
Answer the phone.
You know, we just know that. Cause,
DJ, you on right now, right?
I hear you. Mm-hmm. We need
we got about 6 minutes left.
What's your year?
Of,
I'm going to type it. It comes out fast.
What's your year, Masonic Temple? What's your year, baby? You should know that real quick.
Whispering says she's at the door and she's sitting on the porch.
Answer the phone.
Who?
Whispering
Benin.
Okay.
You sitting on the porch? You ain't on the porch.
She surely ain't on no porch. She in. If she spoke right now, she can hear.
What are you talking about on the porch?
Can I hear myself?
There you go. Baby.
There you go.
No, I don't play that. You know, the sweet and friends got to be in the house. So I automatically open your mind.
Okay.
You open
more than my
mind. You open my mic.
Hello,
hey, Angel.
Okay,
Angel.
Pick up. DJ smells so good. Says pick it up.
He says 1973.
Angel Eyes.
1973. Okay, you 3 years younger than me. So you 30.
Yeah, what area code we on?
We'll be 36 this year.
I don't know.
Okay.
Who called in?
Said
you called
in. Yeah, I called in.
Drop your shit, said in. Are you in the chat room, said?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room, too.
Oh, yeah. Tell them to pick it up then. Pick you
I
up.
I know.
Oh, put your area code in there. They don't know what to pick
up.
What
line,
DJ? What line y'all on?
I don't know.
DJ smells so damn good. I'm leaving. DJ smells so damn good. Bookie Bone and Steady J.
Hey, we trying to figure out what the hell line we was on.
Just let them know, darling.
They them 1,001s up there.
Okay, not only.
Damn, 1,001s?
That means he using those.
Steady,
he using Skype.
A different line?
December the 1st.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
December
yeah,
1st.
We simulcast. We simulcasting up here, baby.
Okay, we going to let you sit tight, but if you come out your mouth incorrect,
that's how
baby, we're going to have to bounce you out. Right.
And, we're interactive in here, so, you know, you got to say sometimes. So, you know.
Yes,
who's that, just last night?
We might think
he was secret.
Just last night.
So you have to say something that is Part in rule. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay, they want you to pick up 817.
Okay, I'm asking, is there a show on DJ Smells? Are you having a show right now? Because we're not doing no simulcasting.
Ladies.
Okay, we got to poof out the guests. Sorry, guests, we're not having no guests tonight, so you can go and register and come back with a name and a game, and we're happy to have you.
Matter of fact,
okay.
Off the plate.
Bye. Next week, and you know, really research and do your stuff. I want to see a MySpace, a Twitter, Facebook, all of that.
You know what? Conscious Vibrations. I thought you were supposed to sit over there and hurt.
You know, one of them left already. I guess 6349. Next week when you come
in, I just read his dream.
There'll be no guests allowed in here. Yeah, we have these are, you know, these are.
He said, I have a dream that one day.
He said he on for three minutes, and then his show is done, and they come in here. Okay, 3 minutes.
Okay, we'll be back.
Y'all our family. Mm-hmm. Conscious hush.
I have a dream. You saw Conscious Vibration. Hey, how you
DJ, you know we don't start until 2?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, guess 6349.
Look at them legs.
See you another time, Masonic Templar. You're going to have to tell me about that name. I want to hear about that name. No, see, Masonic Templar is giving those, what you call them, smiley faces and stuff. That's not words. We want words, okay?
Wait a minute. So we're not getting that?
Right.
We need some
hell
words.
No.
Okay, darling.
What is that?
Give us some words. We love words. Words are power and powerful.
Band.
Oh,
yeah.
she don't want a simulcast. The simulcast be fucking up their thing, but it's all good.
Betty J. Happy May, see you, baby. DJ Shy. Don't forget the right, old green.
It. 90 seconds, goddamn it.
DJ Smell. So damn good, and he may not even be in here to hear that right now.
He in 817, right? Didn't they say 817?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, answer the phone.
Yeah, they 817, right, y'all? All right. 817. Yeah.
So we got some guests up in here. They got to go home. Good night. Forever and ever.
He said, we up in her.
Hey, Angela.
Yes, you have to go and register, darling. And and the Secret Garden rules. Because laws, you know, we don't live by law anymore.
Sweet D, keep talking to me.
But don't y'all cut up just because you wanted that grace. Because that grace is part of that love. And that love will carry you through every single day. In all aspects of your life and of your day. 360 degrees of everything that you are supposed to be in this life on this morning.
Calling DJ, calling.
Right.
On top,
yes.
No,
they on the phone already. They on 817,
right.
But
okay. You
know
how
Radio Rahima, you know.
I got to get back to the radio, so don't be leaving. You know,
we coming, y'all. We
coming. This is how we
here
do.
We come,
like,
here we come.
It's like when
here
you
we
make
come,
it love.
Yo. Here we come.
It's like making, we coming. See, understand? And you got to wait till we come. And then after that, you know, then we're a little
Teddy,
relaxed. And,
I know you just did not say what you just said, brother.
Yeah. I'm sunshine right now. But guess you got to go. Teddy. Loving you. I hope you got something good out of it.
I know you just did not just say it right now, brother.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is my work here, and I don't like that.
Right. Somebody else gonna have to go in and man the damn poop board.
You know, what I'm saying is, you know,
read that, Teddy.
You setting me up. You setting me up, bro. You stop setting me up, man.
He's our official walk the plank, man. He's even going to walk the plank for us.
He is setting me up, man.
Hey, to last dawn, baby. The stuff you be saying, man.
Yeah,
making me a little weary. I don't know.
Man,
you got to keep talking,
Max.
You got to keep talking because old new people got to show who they are. And we got to
look,
hear.
Use your words wisely, baby.
Right.
Because we know them young folks. Language.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Dude,
y'all know this
y'all
being recorded, too, right?
You know, it's just that I have not finished
cooking. Oh, run the extra time off.
We're
in overtime.
It takes her a minute. You know, she ain't quick
right.
with hers.
I'm trying to tell you. It takes a while. So all you
she got to
there,
let it marinate.
That's right. So check this out. All y'all out there, fellas, listen to this well. You know how you got yours and how you get yours. You understand? But
oh.
This is awesome, wonderful thing that you must
I'm about to get some right now.
So take this in your mental pleasurable section.
What now? What Lee is? What she is? Where's she from?
Who?
Leah. She sounds like she's foreign or something.
Oh, yeah, she's Asian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's
I told you I love Asians. I speak their language.
That's what's up. Hit that thing sideways. Tang, tang, pong, tang.
Oh, it's all there, but I'm about to get mad and cancel this because Ceddie J pissing me off. He's trying to eavesdrop on my angel eyes. Hey, what happened? We off the show?
Oh, goddamn, Ceddie punk ass done dropped the damn call. What kind of shit?
All right.
Is that?
Hey, well, are you going to call this show?
Yeah, I guess we're going over there. Fuck it.
Just all right.
What anyways? All it's right, Blow Talk Radio, Wrecking the Game Radio. Uh-oh, he's back, motherfucking Friday.
Wrecking the Game Radio.
Yeah, y'all in live tune, y'all already know how we do it, man. This is the motherfucking dynamic duo of the daytime, nighttime, evening, fuck it. Every time you hear us, this is the dynamic duo. DJ smells so fucking good, and who?
Goofy Ball.
Biatches, we out,
bitch, man. Yeah, exactly. Goofy Ball, bitch. Exactly.
Biatches.
Say it that way.
Biatches. You got to say biatches.
I'm out of here. I'm going to call that show.
Biatches. You're calling in to the sexiest show on the motherfucking sweet goddamn
sweet D-Love.
Oh, on our way.